Yep. I think that, you know, the MQTT, which is where you connect it to the internet and let it do the backhauling for you, is a necessary stopgap until it can be more widely adopted. And you could eliminate the. I think the goal is maybe put up a few high MQTT based nodes, you know, gateways, if you will, and let them kind of like fill in the gaps. And then as time goes on, you know, you say, hey, look, if we just had one device between here and there, you know, that would close this path. So I think it's going to be something more along those lines, you know, because it's like everybody's not going to run out and get one and deploy it. But it's, you just got to look at it. It's a tinkerer thing. You know, the buy-in's relatively cheap and you can tinker with it. But if you don't have something, we're out where you're at, it's kind of just, until that comes, for you, it's kind of pointless. Like you said, college campus, city, stuff like that, where we actually have a lot of activity around us, and maybe a unit here or a unit there could bridge a gap, you know, so it's a whole different kettle of fish. As far as All-Star goes, I agree. I've always looked at that as a supplement, just like using my phone to dial into a repeater system is a supplement, but the real is the infrastructure. Now, having said that, the 44 net that we've installed, amateur-owned, operated, hardened, we put in all our own UPSs, our own generators, our own everything designed to keep it up and running. You're still dependent upon a network, but the network we own and control. Does that break the mold for you? Because as far as All-Star goes, as we get this 44 net deployed, you could be off the grid, kind of. You'd be on a different grid, but you'd be off the grid. So I'm just curious whether that would be a little bit more acceptable. Donald, haven't heard from you in a bit, and pass it over to Anthony.